Since we moved to Southern Illinois in 1969, the Petersons have made over 100 trips to our hometown of Pittsburgh. When our kids were still kids and SIU was on the quarter system, we drove to Pittsburgh 4 times a year. When our kids got bigger and SIU went to the semester system, we didn't drive to Pittsburgh that often, but we still managed at least a trip in the summer and during the Christmas holiday. When our kids grew up and turned us into empty nesters, Annie and I still drove to Pittsburgh at least once a year until the pandemic brought our trips to a halt. Once the pandemic subsided, we resumed our annual trips to Pittsburgh, mostly for family outings, but the trips became more wearisome because the 630-mile drive was becoming more of a physical challenge at our age. When I received an invitation this spring to speak at a baseball conference in Pittsburgh, Anita and I decided to drive to Pittsburgh for what could well be our last time. We thought it would be a great opportunity to visit our old neighborhoods and places and friends in Pittsburgh that have meant so much to us over the years. We also learned that the Pirates were playing the Cubs at home during the weekend of our visit, so that was an added bonus for me, but maybe not so much for Anita. The problem, once we got to Pittsburgh, was that the Pirates, who rarely sell out a game because of their losing ways, had a sellout for the Saturday game with the Cubs. The Pirates have a pitcher, Paul Skeens, who was unbeatable and nearly untouchable in the minor leagues, so they decided to bring him up to pitch against the Cubs that Saturday.
This guy was pitching in college a year ago, you know, and then he Triple-A, the highest level of minor league baseball. He just absolutely dominated.
Long-suffering Pirate fans saw the game as the arrival of their baseball savior and flocked across the Clemente Bridge to PNC Park to witness a miracle. Anita and I were staying at the downtown Renaissance Hotel, located just across the street from the Clemente Bridge and PNC Park. After I gave my talk at the baseball conference, we returned to our room on the 10th floor and watched from our window as fans crossed the bridge, headed to the game, and started filling the stands. The game, which started at 4 p.m., was on local television, so we watched the first few innings as the Phenom received a standing ovation every time he struck out a Cub batter and the Pirates surged into the lead. With the Pirates ahead 6-1, Annie and I decided to go to dinner at the hotel's first floor restaurant, then come back to our room to watch the last few innings. When we returned to our room, we looked out at PNC Park and discovered to our bafflement that PNC Park was deserted. The lights were on, but they were dimmed. When we turned on the television, the Pirate announcers were talking about the game while the bottom of the screen flashed a 6-6 score. Since no baseball game ends in a tie, Andy and I were even more confused until one of the announcers said that there had been a nearby tornado warning and fans were told to seek shelter.
And the grounds crew going to struggle to get that tarp on the field because there's so much rain now on the dirt.
And not only that, I mean, that tarp's going to have a lot of rain on it in a second.
Yep. Getting heavier by the second.
Anita and I were amazed that while we sat secure and comfortable at dinner in our hotel, thousands of Pirate fans just a few hundred yards away were heading for cover. A tornado did touch down less than 20 miles south of Pittsburgh, but the warning for the Pittsburgh area had been lifted by the time we got to our room. When the game resumed, we experienced another oddity and a night of oddities when suddenly fireworks went off at PNC Park. 5 seconds later, we watched a Pirate hit a home run. Later in the inning, fireworks went off again, and after 5 seconds, we watched another Pirate hit a home run. It was a bizarre reminder that while games on television appear live, there is actually a 5-second delay in the transmission. The Pirates, thanks to those home runs, won the game that night.
The Pirates, in an absolutely wild and long afternoon and evening, come back. It started with Skeens, it ends with the Renegade, and ultimately it's a W.
And as Anita and I drove back home the next day, we realized that we had witnessed one of the weirdest games in Pirates history, replete with a Phenom, fireworks, and the threat of a tornado. If this was our last trip to Pittsburgh, the Pirates and the tornado had made it a memorable one. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.